Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Oh, good morning, friends. How are we? Welcome to Monday.
Good morning.
Vibing. It's a Monday. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
You are so perky today. What happened over the weekend? Did you get lucky this morning?
No, didn't you?
You look like a man who's gotten lucky over the weekend.
I'm a man who got a lot of sleep over the weekend, so I am vibing.
Well, that's lucky too.
You've been really busy. So on like last couple weekends, you've been entertaining.
Yeah.
So it's like a bit of me time.
Yeah, there was a little bit of me time, which I deserve, you know.
Yeah, you do.
How was your weekend, Jade? What did you get up to?
It was nice. I caught up with my dad yesterday afternoon, which is really cool. So he had his break at the depot.
The truck driver depot.
Yeah, so
we took him to Macca's for a pensioner's coffee and a bacon and egg McMuffin.
Yep, and I took the chihuahuas and we're just walking around the parking lot with the dogs. He enjoyed it.
That's nice. Do you go up and sit in the cab with him?
Sometimes I sit in the cab. Yeah. So, and then sometimes I don't. Sometimes I like to go up there and I'm like, Dad, you need to change the sheets now.
And you go and wash them for him, right?
No, well, if he's like here longer than 24 hours.
Then you will.
I will. Right. But yeah, I'm like, okay. And because I always say to him, Dad, let me buy you new pillows. He's like, no, they're right. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
What do you do?
What about you, Maddie?
Oh, I had such a relaxing weekend yesterday. Last day of my, like, piggy eating yesterday.
Okay.
Started our diet today, Crevo. I hope you're on board.
Yeah.
Good. Of course, starting our fitness challenge, man. I ate so much yesterday. I had 2 litres of ice cream.
What?
In milkshake form. All day. I got like the really fat, creamy milk. You know the one with the cream on top?
I think so.
That was like the highlight of my day yesterday. Wow. Just having milkshakes all day. So I'm ready to go.
Good on ya.
Yeah. Well, you're proteined up. That's for sure.
Good morning, Maddie. How was your weekend?
Yeah, all right. I worked and then yesterday was really nice and relaxing though. So I actually feel pretty good this morning too.
Good. Did you end up finding your diamond from your ring? You lost it at the footy?
No.
The search continues if you find a small. Yeah. It was a ruby, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a red sapphire.
It basically
looks like a ruby.
Okay. You know what? Good place to go with a metal detector.
Won't help that.
I know, but like surely other people are dropping rings and different things like that. If you think about it.
You should go along to the stadium, Jade. Take it with you next time. Who do we know?
Give me their number.
Guys, up next, interesting story of a lady who was the ex-wife of this guy and has helped the new wife in a major way. Unbelievable story. We'll get into it next.
Okay. And Crevo, we are talking some very friendly exes right now.
Yeah, normally after a long marriage, husband and ex-wife usually don't get on so well. Maybe don't even hang out that much. But this is an incredible story because James and Mylene, who are newly married, so this guy obviously divorced and they got married again later in life. They're in their mid-50s. Mylene, 2 days after marrying James, had to go off to hospital for kidney surgery, which you just know is a difficult thing by the sound of it, right?
Kidneys are so important.
Yeah, that's right.
I know this is maybe a stupid question, but I always forget. We've got two kidneys, don't we? Or we've got one kidney?
Yeah, we've got two.
No, we've got two.
We've got two, yeah. Two we can kidneys. Live without one.
That's right, yeah. Interesting, though, because Mylene had gone off for kidney surgery after battling kidney disease her whole life, 30 years of battling kidney disease. Now, she's in getting the surgery or, you know, getting prepped for it, and they realise they do not have the right donor kidney. Now, this is one of the most difficult things because, like, as you said, Jed, everyone has two kidneys, but it's hard to find a match. Now, they're searching around. Obviously, family is the first go-to because often they're a match. No one in the family was a match. in comes the ex-wife of James.
Oh, wow.
Now, James's ex-wife was, and they're saying here, a completely perfect match. The doctors were astonished at how perfect a match it was. Now, this is a difficult ask, isn't it? Because you're thinking, why would the ex give a kidney for the new wife?
Because it's nice that some people, it doesn't always end badly. And you can still care for another person and go, you know what?
Step, though.
I can see you're in pain. Like, I know for a second my mum wouldn't hesitate to help my dad. Like,
yeah, but would she
give
it to your dad's new partner?
That's the question.
She would.
You reckon?
Because my mum is very much, he's still the father of my children. Yeah. And to see, for us kids to see my dad hurt and upset or in pain of losing someone, I'd know for a fact my mum would do that.
Oh, you couldn't do it, right?
I would struggle with that.
Yeah.
I know your mum, you're saying your mum would. That's very cool. But I think I'd struggle.
Could you do it for, say, if you and your husband Ben broke up, moved on with another woman, could you give her a kidney?
I would want to make sure that my kidneys don't match with my children in case if we had kids, I'd want to make sure that our kidneys aren't an
you
issue there.
Need it for that.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, okay, if I've got two.
You know what? He should have just stayed with the first one, honestly. And,
that's what you take from it.
Do you know what? Isn't it funny? You know, like, we're attracted to the same type of person. Often when you see people that move on after a divorce, they're sort of similar to the ex, you know?
Like, and you know what? They've
there's always a similar feature.
Uh-oh.
They couldn't be more similar women.
Yeah.
I love that even down to the kidney match. Like, that's how close it is to the ex.
They're almost identical in height, same stature, same hair colour. The only difference I can see is one's got glasses.
It's a thing. I'm telling you.
Unbelievable. Anyway, amazing story. And like that lady, well, like I said, she's got more empathy than most. And fascinating. Yeah,
sometimes you just got to set aside differences.
Well, I guess.
Here's a kidney. Cut me open. Take what you need.
Take what you need.
Guys, up next, we are doing Lads versus Lasses. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game on offer today. We have a family pass to go and see the Cranston Academy, which is a great film for the school holidays.
It's an in-season
pass, so you can watch it any time.
The Cranskies.
No, the Cranston Academy, not the Cranskies. It's not a film about sausages, Jake. The Lasses are still leading this morning, way ahead, actually, beating the Lads by 6 points. If you want to play 13-10-09, we need one guy, one girl. The lines are open right now.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Ultimate battle of the sexes, where guys are versing girls, and it's a year-long competition, which is great. Now, the Lasses have been streaming ahead. Mm-hmm. Very disappointing for the guys. Currently,
47.
47. Lads only on 41.
We've got some work to do this week.
Luckily, there's still a few months left in the year, but we will catch up.
That is true.
We will catch up.
All right, we're going to Duncan this morning. He had a busy weekend with his 8-year-old daughter. He took her to swimming lessons and to a birthday party. Hey, Duncan.
There you go.
Yeah, good, man. So how many kids were at this birthday party? Was it chaos?
Yeah, there was a fair few, probably 15.
Oh, how cool. And they're like, what are they doing at birthday parties these days? Is there like clowns still, or they bring a fairy in or anything like that, or they just sort of make their own fun like the old days?
Oh, it was one of those theme park type things.
Oh, nice. That'll keep them busy. All right, man. Let's
sounds like fun.
Go to your first question this morning.
All right. Question number one for you is the company Schwarzkopf is known for making what? Multiple choices. Is it A, foot care products, B, hair care products, or C, adult toys, Duncan?
Hair care.
Hair care is correct. Good job.
Well done.
The board for you. Question number two. What's the name of Kim Kardashian's first husband? I don't think you're going to know this, but you can try.
I'll go John.
John, no.
Would have taken a first name. Yeah.
Chris Humphreys.
There you go.
The K.
Question number three. What's Victoria Beckham's Spice Girl nickname?
Posh.
Posh is correct.
Well done.
Two good out job. Of three. Good job, man.
Awesome.
Hold the line.
Stuff. All right, time now to meet Donna. She's from Raymond Terrace and went to Sydney and Wollongong over the weekend. The danger zone. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Donna dropped out.
Oh, Donna's gone.
Oh, Donna.
We're calling her back now.
All right, let's see if we can get her up. I mean,
she went to the danger zone.
Well, I'm just nicknaming it that because couple of COVID
I was going to say, what have I missed in the news?
COVID.
It changed
COVID
so fast.
Well, doesn't it? What?
We really rely on producer Jackson so much.
Oh, yeah,
we?
He's not here today for those.
All right, we're giving...
Hey, Donna. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That's
all right. It's all right. It's happened. It happened to Duncan too before we got him on the show. I don't know what's happening.
All right, let's do it. Duncan got two right.
See? Oh no, pressure.
There is a bit of pressure. All right, Donna loved her own joke. I know. It's great. You don't even need us. All right.
Stop Craig making a laugh.
Oh, sorry. My bad. All right, question number one. What is the brand Red Wing known for making?
Is it brakes?
No, it's boots and hiking and work boots and that sort of gear.
Okay, so if you get these two right, we go to a coin toss, Donna.
If you miss this next one, though, you're just out, all right?
Okay, I understand.
What are Dynabolts used for? What are they used for fixing to?
Hold things on walls and things like that.
Yeah, that's fair. That's brick fair. Or concrete.
Yeah, that's right.
Anchoring.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right, question number three. In the world of automotive, Fuchs is a brand known for manufacturing what?
What did you say? Hooks?
Fuchs.
F for Freddy, U for unicorn, C for Charlie, H for horse, S for Sierra.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'll just guess radiators.
No, it's oils and lubricants.
Great guess, though.
Good guess. You had the right idea.
That means, sorry, Donna, thank you. Duncan wins today. Off to see the Cranston boy. Academy. The lads, one more on the board. Excellent.
Finally.
Oh, well,
finally.
His 8-year-old daughter will enjoy that.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, Duncan.
Good job, Dad.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thank
goodbye.
You.
Goodbye, Duncan.
Did you just call him your own dad?
Yeah, just a good job, Dad. Because he's his dad.
Duncan. Do you get called daddy on a regular basis, Duncan?
By random girls.
No, not as
much. Not as much as you used to, eh? Usually it happens when you get older.
That's it.
See you, Duncan.
Bye, Dad. Bye, Dad. All right.
What's wrong with you, you sicko? Hold the line, Duncan.
He's a dad.
Do you know what's really awkward? You have to speak to him off air now to get his details. Oh, sorry, doll.
That's all right. I'll take him back to the glory days.
News time up next.
New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Guys, on 13 10 09, give us a call because we want to know, where did you catch people doing it? Ooh. So basically, some office workers in a couple of high rises in Sydney, caught a very bold couple, they're saying, having sex in the middle of the day in a Sydney hotel room.
The blinds were up.
Were open. The sun was shining through the window. It was just the perfect moment of sunlight hitting the windows where you could basically see into all the rooms that had their curtains open. These guys were getting a little bit of a tan while doing the wild thing. And these office workers filmed it. You know what? I'd be rude filming it, really. Don't you think?
Well, the only
thing you can
I'll
look.
Say,
like, yeah, if someone's got the curtains open, they're doing it, okay. And you look over, a bit different.
If you're
going
to do that,
you're filming it.
With the blinds wide open, you leave yourself open to people doing this sort of thing.
Especially because it's like, it couldn't be more obvious that it's the blind. Like, it's not like you could see them in the distance at the bed. Looking at this photo for research purposes, they're right up against the window.
Man, that's not creepy.
They're right again, like, well, they're right at the window.
Good on them getting it on during the day.
Well, if you're on holidays in a hotel room, why not? But I mean, most people do that, right?
Oh, well, yeah, or they're on a lunch break.
But pull the blinds down. I mean, it's not as if they don't have
blinds. Yeah, but, like, how many times in your life are you squeezed up against a window overlooking the city?
Yeah, if you, you want to look down on the people.
If you're into that, is the next story about this going to be you, Maddie?
Westfield Centrepoint Tower, look at that beautiful.
Great view.
Oh, yeah. But on 13109, where did you catch people doing
it? Good for the cleaner as well.
What do you mean?
I'd rather clean a window than wash the sheets. You know what I'm saying?
I think they still have to wash the sheets.
They don't get to choose.
They have to clean the window
as well. They do not want to stay at the hotel that you think that they're just cleaning the windows. That's rank.
What is that? I haven't seen a fingerprint that size on the window before.
Oh, they were doing the doggy.
Shawn Mendes. There's nothing holding me back. I reckon he's a man that's done that in a hotel room before.
Yeah, I'd say
it's
so.
New FM, 640. 13. Good morning, 10:09 this morning. We are asked. Asking you, where did you catch people doing
sexy and I know it.
This is all because a couple were basically doing the wild thing with the curtains open in a hotel room in Sydney. Lots of high rises around, office workers peering out. Obviously, they got sick and tired of their boring mundane life on the computer. And then they saw a show in the opposite building at the hotel, and there's two people going at it like chimpanzees.
You know, this is so good. I mean, when you work that job, like a 9-to-5 in a high-rise building in the city, in, you know, wherever you are, seeing that during your day really would, you know,
spice
your life.
Talking about that for ages.
Oh, 100%. So, this chick, she's very flexible. The guy, it's actually such a clear photo that you can see he actually has some man boobs. But good
he
on
does.
Them. Yeah, he has got man boobs in this shot. But the best bit is that... Well,
that's okay.
You hear people talking...
What's wrong with a moob?
A moob? I've actually have never done a motorboat on a man before. But I guess...
You want to try?
It would, get me out! the thing is, the people in the video are overheard going like, ha ha, do you reckon they know? A lot of people are saying that they reckon they were... like exhibitionists who were aware of what they were doing because...
I don't know. See, I would assume that the windows would be, like, reflective from the outside.
No,
you
but
would
no
think
one's
that,
thinking
right?
that they're one way. It's not a police interrogation room. Like, people know that windows are two-way. Like, they 100% know
no
what
way,
they're doing.
Yeah, put some tint on it, you know?
No. I
think all hotels should have tinted windows.
I don't blame the hotel. It's them. They know exactly what they're doing. I remember this one time I stayed on this, an island when I was visiting Cambodia.
Yeah.
And there was this little island. There was just five huts on this island, like the little hotel. And there's one that was quite near to... like the main restaurant hut. Like
yeah.
There's the main hub of this hotel and then you go off and you stay in your own little one. And the couple that were staying in that one right near the restaurant were so freaking loud. It was unbelievable. Everybody that walked, because you had to walk right past their hut to get to the main restaurant hut.
Yeah.
And they were so loud going at it. Everyone was like, you were eating your like tropical fruit breakfast with a little coconut sprinkled on, listening to that. It was like, how are they doing it so loud and not realizing it that the walls
sometimes
are so
thin? Like, you just can't help it.
Walking to work, right? This is a couple of years ago, Sandgate Cemetery. I caught two people in there doing it.
Are you
for real?
Yeah, because I used to cut through there before I thought, well, I could get murdered walking through here. Anyway, I caught two people there near a headstone.
That's an odd place to do it.
A big old headstone. Odd,
I couldn't do
like,
it.
You know what? Who's walking into a cemetery at 5 a.m?
Well, you.
Other than me.
Well, they say, you know, a funeral or death brings two people together. So,
there you go.
If you go on a door in a cemetery, though, you're dialing into something, aren't you?
I couldn't do it. I'd just be scared the ghosts would be watching.
Also outside.
The ghosts.
Yeah.
Is that what you're worried about?
If someone banged on my grave, I'd be coming after him. Be like, how dare you?
I think we'll just leave it on that. It's unbeatable absolutely. Last line for that
6:47.
Break.
6:47. Love it or loathe it. Coming up next, guys, getting Creevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. We'll do it next.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, getting Creevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics, guys. And today's topic is celebrity-based reality shows. Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go! I'm going to say love it.
We're talking like spin-offs, like Celebrity Apprentice, MasterChef, etc.
I love it. I reckon they're usually better than the originals. Because the celebs often, they've got like camera experience. They know how to, you know, be a character.
Oh, sorry, now I get it. So, yeah, you mean doing MasterChef but with celebrities or doing Big Brother with celebrities?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, love it. I'm changing.
Love it? Love it? Okay, reasons why?
Well, yeah, I just think they're better.
Just fun? Cool. Celebrity MasterChef just announced, guys, actually, and I wanted to talk about the cast, which is very interesting this year.
Okay, let's crack into this.
I think we've run out of people to put on these shows. This is why I bring this up today.
Okay.
Now, I want to run through them. Tell me who you, know of this cast. Okay. Tilly Ramsey.
Yes, I know who that is.
No idea.
Gordon Ramsay's daughter, right?
Yeah, what's she doing on there?
Well, she's got her own cooking show as well.
Does she? How old is she?
Unfair advantage, like 21.
I thought his kids were all under bloody 10.
Matthew Lenevez.
Don't know who that is.
No idea.
Nick Riewoldt. AFL player. Dil Ruk Jayasinha.
No.
Yeah, comedian.
Comedian, right? Yeah. Dami Im.
That's the only one I know because we've interviewed her.
Man, Chrissy Swan, Ian Thorpe's on there, Colette Dinigan. So there are a few extras. Rebecca Gibney. But do you know what? All of these people, right? Man, this is like really scraping the barrel, isn't it?
That to me screams that because there's so many of these type of shows at the moment, all the good ones have been scooped up. Like a Celebrity Apprentice, everyone's stuck on there.
Are they?
I think MasterChef is on its way out, to be honest.
I thought that, but then, the last time, when they did the All-Star Series, that's what did so well. So they're trying to get that back again, I reckon.
I'm just looking at Tilly Ramsey.
Magic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying.
Now.
Whether it works or not, who knows?
Who knows, yeah. I don't know. Tilly Ramsey looks pretty cool, though. I've done a Google on her.
It seems crazy, though. She's got her own cooking
flying
show.
Flying her in as well. Yet another reality show contestant that they're flying
actually.
In.
I've got a theory on
Let's
COVID.
Hear it.
So, when they got Gordon Ramsay on for MasterChef,
as
a guest judge or whatever, I reckon he's done a deal. Yeah, I'll come over, but next time you do a celeb one, my daughter's got to be on it.
Yeah, you could be right, you know.
That's the sort of thing he would do, you know,
or
to try and get a leg up for her.
Or do you think they might have cast her so he appears on the show free of charge?
Well, it could be that as well.
Because let me tell you, Tilly Ramsey's probably a lot cheaper than Gordon Ramsay.
Have you watched any of her show?
No, I just know she has one.
Yeah, interesting. Because I think she's the only one that actually can talk back to her dad and get away with it?
Well, probably. If he comes on as a guest judge, that'd be crazy, right?
You're right, though. Mad disadvantage for the other contestants.
Yeah, absolutely. Ridiculous, right? The other ones don't even cook anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're not known for it.
Anyway, interesting stuff. It's premiering later on in the year, but another celebrity-based reality show on the way.
At the start to see if it's any good.
Yeah, good stuff. News time up next at New FM. And after 7, we are chatting to Beck Madden from Australian Ninja Warrior Guys, which premiered last night, plus birthday lotto worth $400 today after 8.
105.3 New FM.
Across Newcastle, this is Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up on New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Would either of you marry Creevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's high. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my gosh.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
3...
is the Novos.
2...
and the mics are on.
Yay!
Now...
So last week, guys, there was this big story going around about this guy who got swallowed by the whale. You might remember
that
story. He went into the mouth of the whale and luckily for him, he got spat out again.
Yeah.
The whale was like, this is not my food.
Imagine that, diving for lobster and then you get eaten by a whale for a split second.
Luckily, he had his whole like diving equipment on and he could survive.
You know what? Yeah. I wouldn't mind being swallowed by a whale. Just as if they regurgitated me, I'd want to come out with some ambergris so I'm a millionaire afterwards.
I'd just be happy to come out with my life.
I'm pretty sure you'd have to go out the back end to get that, right?
Well, no, it's whale vomit.
Oh, it's vomit, right? Yeah, it's somewhere in between.
It's possible.
Either, front or back door. Grab onto that ambergris.
It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
A heap of money. Anyway, look, while I was reading this story, I saw one of the facts they like gave about the whale is its tongue was 4 tons. Now, that is almost hard to get your head around, isn't it?
Well, it's like four small cars.
Yeah, giant tongue.
Mm.
And I thought, look, let's get into the mind of the whale here for a second and go 131009. Do you know somebody with a big body part? Or maybe it's you. I want to, like, dob in my dad's friend here who has the biggest ears you have ever seen.
Oh, is he Dumbo?
I would never call him that. He could hear really well. You can only imagine.
Is he quite old?
He's definitely old.
Well, your ears don't stop growing, so we're all going to end up looking like Dumbo when we're 80.
This guy has the biggest ears you've ever seen. It's just amazing.
Like satellites.
They are. It's incredible.
Did he have it his whole life out of curiosity?
I don't know. I've only probably known him for like 10
If I had flappers, I'd be getting an ear job. I'd have them sewn back.
Oh, Jay.
I would.
You're born how you're born.
No.
And embrace it, right? And you just got to be, you know, own it.
Cheers, big ears.
No.
131009, is it you or someone you know has a really big body part, unexpectedly large?
Big. Mary J. Blige right now. Family Affair at New FM. 131009 this morning. We're asking you, do you have or know somebody with a massive body part?
Yeah, I was reading this story about the whale with the giant tongue. I was telling you guys about my dad's friend with the huge, huge ears. I mean, I think they can hear things. He's got incredible hearing. There's no doubt about that. This my dad's friend. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, because I actually know somebody that tried to grow their nails to like, get into the Guinness World Records. Yeah.
How long are we talking?
Well, they gave up. I think they got them. They got them, like, fairly long. I reckon maybe 10 centimetres. And then they were like, nah, because the Guinness World Record, you need metres nails.
It's on another level.
You wouldn't be able to walk. I know I went to, where I went to school up in Caboolture, my teacher, Miss Knox, she is funny because she was a music teacher, and I don't know if it's why she got into piano, but she had super long fingers because they say if you have long fingers when you play the piano, you can reach more of the keys.
Yeah.
But they were freakish. Like
quite amazing to look at. You go, oh, shit, they have just an incredible finger.
Yeah, it was just, it creeped you out, though. There's something about people with long fingers.
Of all the, if you're going to have, like, excessively long body parts, the finger's very useful.
Well, you can grab more. Which is good.
Well, just like so many, you can do so many different things with it. So useful around the house.
Absolutely. We go over to the US where Greg Valentino has the largest biceps in the world.
Can I guess? 10 centimetres.
So you measure around.
Okay,
so
all right.
Think about that. 30...
Centimeters, 30 centimeters.
Do you guys have any secret, like, long body parts?
No secret
thinking
one.
About
like,
it.
Where you're like, wow, that is so big.
I pride myself on being in proportion.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Is this one of the things you're very proud of?
Yeah.
This guy's biceps, 46 centimeters.
Wow.
So I was close. 30.
Half a meter almost around.
Well, we can all have big biceps, you know.
Well,
we can all
aspire
to that.
This guy has worked very hard at the gym.
It's an unnaturally large.
The rest of his muscles, though, not really that big. interesting.
Small?
Yeah, just very small forearms. Everything
that's generally how it goes, though. Like, you have, like, one big muscly body part, and then there's always, you know, other muscles that are lacking.
I don't like that. I guess if you're into Popeye the Sailor Man as a cartoon character,
it's that look.
You could knock on his door and say, hey, Captain, and give him a sailor hat and live that fantasy.
Oh, but only your arms are big.
Well, guys, Ninja Warrior is back. It was on our tellies last night. And we're going to be chatting to Rebecca Madden from the show. And I can't wait to hear what she has to say about Nick Kyrgios, because he's actually one of the hosts on the track.
Interesting
which is cool.
Casting choice. Like,
I love Nick.
If I'm working at Channel 9. I guess he brings like an X factor. Like, is he going to punch out the contestants if he gets frustrated with them? Who knows?
He's very witty, Nick. So I'm looking forward to hearing some insight.
Angry
about
man,
him.
Though, isn't he? You love Nick Kyrgios. You've got this weird fascination.
Yeah,
with him.
I like him.
Do you reckon he has a big body, like extra large body part, like arms maybe, or hands?
I'd like to think he has a large body part.
Oh, it's hidden. What one's that?
716 at New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
This is 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Guys, of course, massive night on TV last night. Australian Ninja Warrior is back. Mm-hmm. It continues 7.30 tonight on Channel 9. The host of the show joins us now, Rebecca Madden.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning, Beck. How are you?
Hello.
Good morning.
You better say one of the hosts of the show, because Ben Fordham and Shane Crawford might be listening and I'll get an angry text after this.
You're the host, Beck. Come on, take it out.
Well,
between you and me, obviously.
That'll be right.
Season 5 kicked off last night. I don't know how you guys do it each season. You get bigger and bigger. It's fantastic this year. You've got some great competitors. What surprised you the most this time around?
Well, just on that point, I think what surprised me the most is that, yes, after season 4, we were like, oh, well, you know, we've got a winner, so I'm out of a job. Like, I'm going to have to go to Centrelink now. I'm done. We've named it Australian Ninja Warrior. Ben Paulson got the crown. So what are we going to do? You know, people are going to be interested in seeing them go around again. And obviously, the appetite is absolutely there, 100%. So, you know, the team came up with so many new things, and you were seeing last night we've got brand new obstacles. You know, I think throughout the season 5, there's something like 25 plus new obstacles that we've never seen before. So that's a really exciting element. Last night on the heats course, they can choose their own way to go. It's path A, path C. There's an easier path, there's a more difficult path. So that's really exciting. And also, the really exciting part is in the heats is that they get through and they win the power tower. They actually skip the semi-finals. Like, that is like the golden ticket. That's Charlie's Wonka Factory. Like, it's extraordinary to skip the semi-finals and land in the grand final. So it is. It's amped up, and I'm thrilled with it.
So have you fully filmed the series, or does it go as we watch?
I'd like to... You know, you've just uncovered all of the, you know, all that's involved.
It's live every week, Jade. It is live every week.
Oh, well, I don't know. I've not watched the show, so you can't assume everyone's watched it. So there's 200 athletes, I guess, that have gone through. So, like, how many athletes take on the course each week?
Well, there's 200. So there's about, I don't know, there's thousands that actually apply, just to go back a step.
Yeah.
And then there's only about 200 that make it through. They've got quite an extensive sort of testing process to make it through. We should actually do a behind-the-scenes show of that, actually. That would be quite humorous, I reckon.
I was going to say, do they have, like, you know, with The Voice or the early... It's not The Voice, really. It was like the Australia's Got Talent and Idol and stuff, where they show the B-rolls of the people that really, really couldn't even get past the first obstacle. Do you ever get to see any of those videos?
Yeah, we do. You know, there is one night in the heat that is really, really difficult, and we have so many spills on the first couple of obstacles that we thought that we might not get a show.
That's amazing.
Over in 20 minutes.
Hey, Beck, I've got to say as well, I noticed you've recruited a couple of angry tennis stars this year. Nick Kyrgios, bit of a surprise casting choice there, like inspired, but he's good. I'm quite pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, he, you know why he's on the show? Because he actually loves the show.
Oh, wow.
he's a Ninja Warrior fan. We didn't just drag him from Rod Laver Arena and say, hey, this is your new job.
He called me.
He actually loves the show. So when he arrived on set, it was really interesting because he knew probably more about the show than
me. You're looking over your cheat sheet.
That obstacle. Oh, my gosh. And I tell you what, you know, if you indeed speak to him, I don't know if you'll land an interview or not, but
yeah.
He was genuinely blown away about how hard they are, and that's coming from an athlete. So I can say it, like, oh, these are really hard. But when you've got an athlete going, there's no way I could do that, then, you know, it's a serious course.
Is he a nice guy behind the scenes?
Yes, he is. He's really fun. He has a joke. I mean, he's got a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, he's got his people. Like,
around his crew.
With my handbag, and that's just me. And he just drops into work with about six people. But that's fair enough.
Nick Kyrgios. I'm going to watch it for him.
Yeah, good stuff. Beck, thank you so much for joining us, as per usual. You're always great. Thank you so much. And, of course, Australian Ninja Warrior continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. There she is, guys. Such a great show. That Mount Midoriyama is massive. That's that big wall they climb up.
Yeah.
Every single year it gets bigger. I don't know how
they just keep putting bits on the top.
Absolutely, guys. Well, that, I guess that's how they physically do it.
More scaffolding.
Exactly. News time. I'm next to New FM. Good morning.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Of course, only a couple of weeks ago, we were all waiting to see the result of the big fight between YouTuber Logan Paul and, of course, heavyweight champion Floyd Mayweather. And, of course, we were all very disappointed with the result. It was just such a waste of time, wasn't it?
A lot of unhappy people saying it was a hugging match.
Well, that's the thing. I think the only two winners were Logan Paul and Mayweather. I mean, they made so much money off that.
So the official
pay-per-view.
Well, the official figures came out, right? It was actually a lot lower than they thought. It didn't make as much cash. So Mayweather was thinking he'd walk away with nearly $100 million. He ended up only walking away with 35. And Logan Paul was meant to take away 10, and he walked away with $4 million.
Still nothing to sniffle at.
Yeah, good money, but nothing near what they thought. I'd still, $4 million, a lot of cash.
But I'd be stoked.
Well, do you know what? Logan Paul is feeling very cocky and confident because, of course, he didn't technically lose the fight, right? So he's now looking for his next big fight, and he was actually talking on his podcast just yesterday about the next big boxing superstar he wants to take on. I'm going to tell you who it is next, and I think he's gone a step too far here because this person will literally rip him apart if this match happens.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
I'll tell you after Ace of Base, The Sign at New FM. It's 7:37. Good morning. Ace of Base, The Sign on 105.3 New FM. It's 7:40. It's currently 13 degrees in the city, 18 the top today, guys, and we are talking Logan Paul and his next big boxing match. Of course, last month shocked the world when he took on one of boxing's greats, Floyd Mayweather, for it only to be a draw. It was one of the biggest sporting build-ups of all time.
They really promoted the heck out of it.
Man, it was such a flop. So on the night, there was a big storm at the venue over there as well, which flooded the stadium. It was just really Mayweather throwing punches and Logan Paul just kind of, you know, copping it, really. And they weren't really killer punches on Mayweather's side. Was it?
Like
it was,
well, he's getting old. It's not like he's training every day.
No, well, I think he would have trained a fair bit up into the lead.
You reckon?
In the lead into this, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, getting back in shape and stuff. But, I mean, Logan Paul is very in shape. Like, he has
and
been training
big
hard.
Big as well. He had a big weight advantage.
Yeah, he did. And he's also, like, I think 3 or 4 inches taller as well. So, in
big,
a normal...
longer reach.
In a normal boxing match, they wouldn't be,
they wouldn't
be matched
be together.
Yeah,
no.
Absolutely. And now Logan Paul feeling very cocky and confident after taking on Mayweather and surviving. And he was talking on his Impulsive podcast podcast yesterday about who he thinks he can beat in the boxing world next. And, of course, he's going for the big legends. This is what he said yesterday on his podcast.
Someone mentioned Mike Tyson. Like, how funny is it? Like, one great at a time? Or is that, like, is it you can only fight one and then out of the next?
Yeah, I think, I don't know.
He's pretty mean, man. He pieced some people up. You ever see what he did to people?
This is what they said.
My lawyer mentioned it, and he's like, no, Tyson will rip your head off. You don't stand a chance. I'm like, bro, I just went through all this. You can't tell me I can't beat Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. He also went on to taunt Mike by calling him old, real old, which is terrible. Man, Mike Tyson will rip him apart, of course. We all remember Mike Tyson likes to bite people's ears off.
That's right. Well, Mike Tyson is 54 years old. I've just 54 years old.
He did an exhibition match only a couple of years ago. I think that's even been last year, and they drew then as well. So Mike Tyson is in shape, but man, he is known as one of boxing's great punchers. He's won 50 out of 58 fights in his professional career. So Mike Tyson is
a weapon.
He's a weapon and more.
He's actually won wins by knockout, 44 out of those 50 wins.
I think that if Mike Tyson was to take on Logan Paul, he wouldn't do the softly, softly approach of Mayweather. It'd be all out. There'd be no hugging. He'd just clop him.
It'll
be just a real, real quick fight.
The thing is with Mike Tyson, right? I think he's got more drive and hunger than Mayweather does.
Mayweather's just a bank. That's right? All he is.
Absolutely.
He just wants to see the cash.
Once he's got the money in his account, he actually doesn't care. He'll just follow whatever the show is, right?
The internet is totally against Logan Paul taking on Mike Tyson, which is, look, fair enough.
I'm actually
all for it.
I think it will.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mike Tyson will hear this and go, man, I just want to teach this kid a lesson. Because like I said, it is so cocky of him to say that he can beat Mike Tyson.
You know what, though? If you're someone like Logan Paul, though, and you don't really care if you win or lose, imagine being able to say that you fought Mike Tyson, even if you lose, and you lose miserably. Like, to say that you fought him is pretty cool.
Well, yeah, the internet.
It's cool.
The internet.
Crevo, I know you're not a sporty guy. But if you think about it, not many people could say they've fought him.
That is true. A couple of reactions online. One guy says, hey, at Logan Paul, you must be desperate for an old fashioned whipping if you out here challenging Mike Tyson to a fight by calling him old, just saying. Another person says, so, Logan Paul wants a piece of Mike Tyson. May I offer an alternative death wish for Logan to consider?
Jeez.
Logan Paul, let me see, how old is he? He's 26. Age difference.
Yeah, Logan Paul is money chasing. Can't blame him, but Mike Tyson could turn him into a vegetable. Money M at 154 pounds knocked out Paul on his feet and held him up. Tyson would obliterate him. So that's generally what the internet's saying.
Yeah.
I want to see this fight because I want to see Logan Paul taken down.
The thing is, Mike Tyson, he does need the money. Like Mike Tyson,
he spent up big.
He's gone almost bankrupt.
Has he?
Yeah, multiple times. He gets a bit of money from the hangover. He spends all that.
Yeah, his net worth, they're saying, about $3 million.
And
for Mike Tyson,
for an undefeated fighter of his caliber,
lowly defeated, ridiculous. He spent hundreds of millions of dollars over the year.
Wow! So apparently, he earned a total of $300 million during the height of his boxing career. He filed for bankruptcy in 2003. He had lost all his money and was $23 million in debt.
So he's worth 1% of his total career earnings.
An idiot.
Wow.
He's really spent up big. Anyway, so that's why it might happen, because he needs the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt about that. Birthday lotto up next, though. You want to score yourself $400? Very simple. All you need to do for a chance at it is be born in July.
Oh, July, baby!
13:10:09. This is your crack at $400. Doing it next.
Rag and Bone Man, fresh from him on 105.3 New FM, 7:53. Some morning fog about today, a couple of showers before clearing tomorrow. It's time for birthday lotto.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade,
Maddie and
Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, it's our crack to give away cash. $400 right now is up for grabs. All you had to do was be born in July right now for your chance to spin the balls. Time to meet our contestant.
Yeah, Trish, good morning.
Hello, how are we all?
Good, where are you calling from?
Warners Bay.
Oh, what's it like out there? Because the boys are just chatting about the blue sky here at Sandgate.
Yeah, no, the sun is out and the sky is blue, so let's hope it stays like that, but it's still cold.
Yeah, aww. It is freezing. It is freezing.
I'm not a fan of winter at all.
No. What did you get up to on the weekend?
Not a lot. Went and watched Matthew play soccer on Saturday morning. He's six, so that was fun.
Oh, how'd he go?
I think they had a win. Yeah, he did good.
You think he had a win. That means you weren't really paying attention to the kids' sport there, Trish.
I cheer when both teams score.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
Oh, Trish. Nice. Well, you know what? I have spun the birthday balls and I've pulled out the 20th of July.
No, unfortunately not.
Mama.
Sorry, yes. Trish. Appreciate
That's all right.
it, though. Thanks for
you
listening.
You guys have a good day.
You Yay. Too. Oh, she's lovely.
I know.
Oh, I hate it when nice people don't win.
Yeah, well, that's really just the name of it sometimes, right?
Hey, guys, news time with Maddie up next. And, of course, another chance to play birthday lotto after 8:30 today at New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This three is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on.
Now. Oh, big rumours out of Canberra this morning, of course. It's very widely predicted that Barnaby Joyce will challenge for the leadership of the National Party again today. He has denied it this morning, but they always do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's like 5 minutes before they challenge or a couple of days. I think
Why
he's
do they do that?
Challenge.
To throw the scent off the others in the... I guess, voting.
Absolutely. So somebody in the party obviously has to bring on a spill. It doesn't necessarily have to be him, though. So even though he's saying, oh, I'm not going to bring on the spill, one of his supporters can do it.
Spill!
Of course, Michael McCormack, the current leader, he's not done too well. He's
Barnaby,
not very good.
What's his name, McCormack?
Michael McCormack. The fact that you don't even know who
his
he
name is.
No.
That's a great sign he's not done well. But interestingly, because he's been the... the leader before, hasn't he? Of the
Barnaby
National
Joyce, yeah, of course. He's
so
under
in
with
and
Tony
out,
Abbott,
in and
yeah.
Out, right? So well, very interesting.
There was a whole bonking ban up when Malcolm Turnbull was PM. That's of course, right. He had an affair with like a younger woman
is
who
that
worked
why
in his
he,
office and he got her pregnant.
Yeah, but is that why he.
Yeah,
left?
He kind of got forced out, yeah.
Mm. No, but see, this to me is proof that enough time has passed. Since the whole scandal.
Doesn't mean that he was incompetent in his job. Do you know what I mean?
No, like just... no, of course not. But a lot of people see that as like, you know, he's irresponsible.
ScoMo is not happy about this, of course, because they're in coalition, but the Nationals are a separate party. ScoMo is saying, I'm happy with Michael McCormack as leader. This is such a distraction that we don't need. And I... You know, there are so many big issues at hand at the moment that we need to be paying more attention to, like the vaccine rollout. And here are the Nationals yet again with more leadership bullshit. It's like, come on, guys. Get with the program. Anyway,
well
see.
I liked Barnaby Joyce. I just stay out of people's private lives.
Yeah.
As long as they're not, you
what
know.
What do you like about him? Is it
murderers?
The Akubra or...
I don't know. He just seems to be, when he's on telly, he just seems to
he's
be doing his job.
Right-wing hypocrisy.
All of that.
Yeah, what's that matter? If he gets the job done, good on him. Yeah, that's the main thing,
new
right?
New deputy PM, we'll see.
Be
we'll
interesting.
See.
He's done it before.
No, could happen. But guys, a lot of people who wanted Cody Simpson to make the Australian Tokyo Olympic team, a bit sad today because basically he didn't make the team.
He got to the finals.
In the trials. He got to the finals, which is incredible.
They even
so,
made a Netflix show about it.
I know.
Did they really?
Sorry, Amazon.
Yeah.
Wow. So basically, for those who don't know, Cody Simpson, massive pop star from Adelaide, he basically set aside, you know, his music career to jump back in the pool and become a famous Olympian. He just missed out on Tokyo Olympic team, and now he's saying, you know, it's okay. I'm going to set my eyes on Paris in 2024. So he's still going to be, you know, hitting those lanes and doing those laps. So we thought on 13:10:09, what did you nearly get famous for? Did you nearly make the Knights team and didn't come through for you? Or, you know, the Jets, anything, Hockey Roos?
Well, you almost became like a full-on musical theatre star after you starred as, what was it?
Flounder? No, I didn't.
In the Nowra amateur theatre production.
No, but like anyway, like, if anything like that, you know, did you almost nearly make it? Were you like maybe Jimmy Barnes guitarist and you almost got to be Pink's guitarist? Like, could be anything.
I love your examples that you did. Best part
if you're
of this.
Jimmy Barnes guitarist, you've already made it.
Not necessarily. There's bigger international artists.
13:10:09. What did you nearly get famous for after Kygo, One Republic at New FM? Welcome to another working week. Chilly one out there today, guys. It's currently 9 degrees in the valley, 18 the top there. Showers about all day. Clearing tomorrow, guys. And 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking you, what did you nearly get famous for?
Jade, Maddie and Crumbo.
Yeah, this is all because Cody Simpson, famous pop star, was hooking up with Miley Cyrus there for a bit. Has basically walked away from that lifestyle, jumped in the pool, and he was aiming to go to the Tokyo Olympics with the Australian team. Sadly, he just missed out, but he's like, it's okay, I'm going for Paris in 2024. But just to put this into perspective, he actually smashed his personal best in the 100 metres freestyle heats last week, 50.22 seconds, right? Overall, he only finished 23rd. So, you know,
the quickest
was 48.58 seconds. So, very close to making it,
In these types of sports, though, it really is seconds that separate the losers from the winners.
A couple of seconds in a 100-meter race is a lot.
Do you know what that goes to show as well? The people that, you know, he was up against, I'm sure, have trained for probably their entire lives. He's kind of come to this quite late.
That's the thing.
He probably does need another 4 years in the oven before he's good enough.
Yeah, well, he can. 24. Well, if he works hard.
It'd be 28.
He's got one game. I reckon he's got one Olympic Games in him. That's it, yeah.
Although in saying that, we were talking about that bird you were talking about the other week, and she's like 29 or 31, and Rebecca Gimney or something like that.
Gimney's like 60.
Is she a media personality? Yeah. I don't know, some chick in our Australian team.
Emily Seabomb?
That's it.
Seabold.
That's her name.
See, she's been like at it continuously though. She hasn't just jumped over from singing a year ago.
Yeah. Did you guys almost get famous for something?
But interesting you talked about Jade, like, you know, in the
musical theatre
because she was just practicing her autograph on the other side of the desk. I can only imagine you imagining yourself at a signing.
Can we just talk about this for a second?
Yeah.
Can you steal that piece of paper from her, Crevo? Quick, grab it.
Can you
just roughly tell us how many times she's signed her own name sitting there?
25 at least.
What are you doing?
I was doodling. Can't I doodle?
Practicing your autograph.
You know that episode of The Simpsons when Homer Simpson's meant to be concentrating, but it like shots over to his mind and it's like a monkey clanging the cymbals together? This is Jade just thinking about herself. Jade.
When I was in high school, there was this guy called, well, his name is Ryan. I actually can't remember his last name. It's crazy. But he was a swimmer as well.
Yeah.
And he started getting, like, for his age, like Australian champions and stuff. At the same age Ian Thorpe was, so around the 12, 13, he was actually faster than Ian Thorpe was in the pool.
Wow.
Extremely, like, he had the swimmer's body.
So what happened?
Very long. He got to about 16 and he just went, I don't want to do this anymore. He was destined to be Olympic champion.
Wow.
He was destined. Like, everyone saw it. Like, all the coaches, he trained, like, 20 hours a week. Everything was, like, leaning towards that. He got to about 16 and he just went, I don't want this anymore.
Not for me. What's he doing now? Do you know? Yeah, wow.
They work them so hard.
That's the thing.
It ruins it.
He burned out.
He literally burned out. He took a job at 16 as the person selling the ice creams at the pool.
I'd like to. Really?
Yep.
You know what, though?
He knew a guy. He's like, he was 16. He was like, it's $20 an hour.
That's
and back
funny.
Then, it was seemed like
how
a fair
ironic.
Bit.
Wow, there you go. Hey, guys, Manu, what's the goss up next?
Quit
Channel 7.
Has he?
After 11 years altogether. I've got more details about that. And which Bachelor contestant was denied an upgrade at the airport? I'll tell you in minutes. A new FM. Good morning.
Stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss?
Producer Jackson is currently sleeping in on holidays, so
lucky
I'm
man.
Taking over What's the Goss today, guys. And over the weekend, a Bachelor star is very unhappy with Etihad Airways. Brittany Hockley, who was a finalist in the Honey Badger season of The Bachelor,
right.
Has gone on Instagram over the weekend and slammed the airline. So basically, she got to the airport after trying to book in some extra baggage online on the phone, couldn't get through to Etihad, rocked up to the airport. They charged her $1,000 for extra baggage.
She must have had a lot, right?
It was a lot. It was a 30-kilo bag.
I can't stand... So I used to work in the airline industry, and this always gets my goat every time. You book your luggage... before you get to the airport.
Yeah, but like, she couldn't. That's what she's saying. She tried to call and book it online, but she could not get through to Etihad.
I don't believe that.
$1,000. Really? So get this, guys. The flight was totally empty. It had 15 people on it. The total flight.
Oh, that is a bit rich.
Like, come
just
on.
Chuck the bag on.
No, it doesn't work
it
like that.
It gets better. You're going to get angry, Jay,
yeah,
right? So
oh,
she's paid the $1,000. Obviously, she's whinged about it. And then she's asked them for an upgrade to business or first class for the $1,000. Extra that she paid, they denied her. Now, she said she doesn't want to seem like a diva or, you know, she's asking for things of the airline that she shouldn't, but she goes, you know, for $1,000 on an empty flight, I should have got that seat. So they basically said, nah, get back into economy. You owe us $1,000 for that extra bag. Suck it up, sister.
Good.
Does that seem like a normal amount? $33 a kilo?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot, don't you think?
No. Not really. Well, I don't know.
For an international flight, I mean, it's ridiculous. $1,000. Come on.
It does vary depending where you fly. So we used to have like I can't remember the ins and outs now, but a rate card depending on where you were going.
It does seem really high. I mean, I've had to pay extra baggage, and usually it's like $100 or something.
Nah.
You go, suck it up.
No, it's per kilo. It's because they charge by the kilo.
Wow.
You know what? I'm looking at this story and thinking Etihad just trying to get some cash back. For
no, it's like any airline. It's not just Etihad.
So
it's
would
just
you
how
happily
it is,
pay that $1,000, Jade?
I'm
if
not
you
an
took
idiot,
an extra bag?
And I would buy my luggage beforehand.
We're forgetting that she tried though. What? So do you think
that's
even though she tried to contact
tough.
Them,
it's no point. Like they could just be saying that, like, oh, I tried. Did you really? Because a lot of people think they can just. Like, get it on.
The poor woman, like, apparently, like, give her the first class seat at least,
nah.
You know? It's an empty flight.
That's I used
true.
To love denying people that.
Of course you
that.
Did. You're a twisted woman.
No, you know what? Because if you're nice, like, I would upgrade nice people who are friendly and, like, don't cause a scene and don't whinge and whine about the rules. That's how it worked with me. If you're really nice, I would help you out.
So you wouldn't upgrade people like you?
No. Basically, yes.
Because you were whinging, as if you're not going to the airport asking for an upgrade. I used to work here.
No, I don't.
Never.
No, because I know how it works.
I'm
it doesn't
Jade
work
from
like that. Get it? And they don't upgrade people willy nilly. It's very rare that that happens.
Oh, well, they got her. Moving on, guys. Sure. Manu Fidel, of course, we all know as a judge on My Kitchen Rules, left Channel 7 after 11 years, which is so sad, of course. My Kitchen Rules was axed last year. He was a judge on Australia's Got Talent. Yeah. Parting the network, he said, look, I've had so much success. Thank you very much. And goodbye. I'm at peace with whatever happens next, which is nice. I actually like Manu. And, of course, he is doing the Singo ads here in Newcastle.
So he's not totally out of work.
The Sauce by Manu is available now with Singo's weekly specials.
He's probably making most of his money like with teaming up with singers and in advertising and endorsements.
Do you know what sucks, though? True. Poor old Manu, right? So he's already filmed the second season of SAS Australia, which is that show that premiered last year where they put all these celebrities through, like, I guess, SAS Army training routines. Manu's already filmed that. Now, that says to me, wouldn't you be filthy? Still on contract, Manu. This is your last job with us, and you have to contractually do this. You have to go and almost kill yourself on SAS.
That's yet to air. He'd get fit from it, though, wouldn't you? If he survives.
Imagine if work turned around and said that to you, Krivo. You'd be filthy. You'd be checking yourself into a clinic somewhere.
I'd be like, yeah,
you would. Man, where's Krivo? He's gone missing. And he's calling to make a missing person report.
The chair would be spinning so fast you wouldn't be able to see it.
Well, they overlooked him as well for Australia's Got Talent, which is coming back as well.
They sacked him
from that after a season as well.
Look, he's at peace.
And he was also on that, like, knockoff MasterChef show with the Plate of Origin.
MasterChef.
What was the acronym for it? Plate of Origin. with Gary and Matt Preston from MasterChef. Right.
That lasted about as long as it should by the sound of the name.
He sounded too greedy to me, getting his mitts and everything.
Nah,
see you later.
The channels, these networks, like, work their talent. Look at Sonia Kruger.
Contract, she does 96 shows a week, which is kind of hard.
They don't get paid for each show. They're just like, it's like us getting
a big salary
paid here, our huge salaries.
And then we do the all the other shows as well.
Exactly right.
You get no extra, but you're still here. Good.
Oh, man. I hope maybe we can manifest that, actually.
We can do it. I'll bring my incense.
I thought you were talking about getting Manu on the show.
The Sauce by Manu.
Tell us how you've done it, Manu.
Exactly.
News time with Maddie up next. New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Guys, you can rate the music now at newfm.com.au. Apparently, last I heard, it only takes about 6 minutes or less, depending how fast you can click your mouse. And you can walk away with a family escape to Nelson Bay, staying 3 nights in a fully self-contained two-bedroom suite, which
pretty
sounds
awesome.
Like a lot of fun.
We love this prize. It's
so good.
Just a little staycation. Yeah. You know, you don't have to travel too far. It's in our backyard. And, of course, the bay, beautiful.
Love the bay.
The world. Absolutely.
My second home.
It sure is, Jade.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
Well, if you're from, where's
actually,
your first home?
Well, actually, it's tied between there and Morpeth, really.
So, wait, where's your like, main home?
Well, I guess my main home's where I live in Broadmeadow.
Followed by?
Well, it's a tie, Nelson Bay and Morpeth.
And then Queensland, right?
Well, I guess, yeah.
That comes
so
a,
many
a
homes.
Measly third. Down the list it goes. Hey, speaking of homes, up next, we all know, like, house prices have gone crazy in the last year or so, right?
Winter.
Absolutely nuts. But I think this takes things to a whole new level because now people are getting so desperate that they're paying tons and tons of money for basically derelict houses. Now, two properties sold over the weekend that you're not going to believe. One in Sydney and one in Toronto, Canada, where they're having exactly the same problem.
How bizarre. What an interesting time real estate is worldwide.
It definitely is. Now, some of the things that have gone wrong with these properties you won't believe. The one in Sydney still managed to get over $1.5 million.
Of course it did.
Ooh la la. Details next at New FM after Puff Daddy. I'll be missing you at 105.3 New FM's 8:39. Good morning. So just off air here at New FM, Jade's we're just chatting about Gladys Berejiklian and Jade's ambitions for politics, and we're just discussing what options would be available for Jade to enter politics. Apparently, you want to be the Governor General, so like basically the Queen, but
no,
not.
I said that's the job you want because you know you don't have to deal so much with the politics and the party and getting backstabbed.
Oh, yeah, being the Governor-General, cruisy job.
Jade, Maddie and Creo.
Look, we switched from politics to housing now. while I do think it would be a bit easier, still not super cruisy, I don't think.
Okay.
Hey, look, let's talk about these houses because everyone knows that prices have gone crazy, right? Yeah. It's been news for ages. But I think things might have gotten to a new level over the weekend because two houses that sold in particular, this really caught my interest. We'll start over in Toronto, Canada, where they're experiencing exactly the same problem, right? No one can travel. Everyone's got a lot of like extra money for the deposits. So price has gone crazy. There's this one house that just sold for $500,000. Now, you might be thinking, oh, that's quite a good price.
Cheap, yeah.
But the thing is, nobody could enter the house, not even the photographer, to take real estate photos due to the pungent odour.
Oh.
Now, apparently, there'd been a bunch of cats living in the house.
Oh, no.
And the urine that had soaked into the floor was so bad, and this is a quote from the article, no photographs of the home interior are available as the photographer refused to enter the property due to the awful smell from the cat urine.
That's funny. Cat urine's meant to be the worst, isn't it?
Now, this probably...
I think all urine
is pretty bad. But cat does.
Cats has
very,
a distinctive
very, very
smell.
Strong.
Yeah, it's very strong. Now, they did show some photos of the backyard. Now, I say backyard, but you can't actually see the house properly because it's so overgrown. It looks like you would need a bulldozer just to even get to the back door. This house, like, hardly habitable, I would say.
This is in Sydney now, yeah?
No, that's over in
Canada.
So,
is it in, like, a upper-class area of Toronto?
No, it's fairly middle-class.
Yeah, right.
It looks really average. The house is all around $500,000.
That must just be the land value.
I guess so.
You'd knock it down, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
You couldn't get rid of that.
I'd say free firewood, come help yourself.
Take the whole thing away.
For free? That's unlike you.
Yeah. No, get rid of it.
At least you got to get rid of it. Now,
imagine burning urine-soaked wood. No thanks.
It's a no from me. And now we move to the suburb of Ryde in Sydney, where this house, and this is the quote from the article as well, we did a major cleanup, but there is no hiding the crumbling stained walls, old cupboards, torn up carpet, and shredded ceiling. We also can't let you enter the bathroom as there is no floor. This sold for $1.6 million.
Oh, that's a joke.
Wait, what suburb?
Ryde.
Ryde. Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's not even that fancy there. Like, it's just a fairly working class
I don't know
suburb.
Sydney very well. What side of Sydney is that on?
If you compare Ryde to a suburb here in Newcastle, obviously with, like, the Newcastle city centre being city, I reckon maybe, like,
Charlestown, maybe?
Charlestown or, like... Toronto, 1.6 million.
Yep, and this thing looks like something out of a horror movie.
I'm sorry, the world's gone crazy.
This is on a whole new level, right?
Pay me out for renting, but I mean, I think I'd rather live in a nice apartment
I love the comments as well. What concerns me is real estate photos usually make a place look 1,000 times better.
What a disappointment as well, though. You've worked your entire life to save up for a deposit, right? And then that's what you have to put your money into? Really sad day.
It has no floor in the bathroom. How are you supposed to go to the toilet?
It's a real fixer-upper.
That's terrible. 1.6. That honestly makes me disappointed in just...
You guys on your big radio breakfast salaries are looking for other properties, right?
Not anymore. Not with that.
Would you pay a premium price in these times for an average house that needed work?
No. God, no.
Already done, ready to
go. You know me. I'm always after a bargain.
No.
I'm not buying anything that I have to touch up. Mm. It's got to be pre-done.
Ready to go. Guys, good stuff. Birthday Lotto up
Yay.
Next. It's worth $400.
$400. If you would like to play, you have to
call. I'll be in old-timey times here, the 15th century.
Okay, how this works is we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you have to be the first through on 13-10-09 to spin our birthday.
Whose phone was that?
What was that?
It's the wheel spinning around. You got noise today.
Oh, can we hear it again?
That scared me, yeah.
Ready?
Here
ready?
We go.
Who knew?
What month is it? I have it on mute.
What month?
It's come up April.
April, babies. 13-10-09. First three gets their shot at $400.
Okay. We'll do it next in UFM. 105.3 in UFM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Guys, it's time for birthday lotto. We have $400 up for grabs.
This is...
Uh-oh.
The No-Gos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and
Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto. This is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show on 13-10-09 and I spin the birthday balls for you. We pick out your correct date. You walk away with the cash. It's currently sitting at $400 after we gave away, was it $1,200 last week?
$1,100.
$1,100. Awesome. So good.
We've given away thousands this year with Birthday Lotto, so it pays to listen and it pays to play.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Time to meet our contestant now. Her name is Rochelle. She has three kids, two in high school and one in primary school. She loves hanging out with friends in her spare time. And if she could be a character of Home and Away, it would be Jasmine, a.k.a. Sam Frost. Do you have that look about you, the Sam Frost look, Rochelle?
No, not at all.
All right. Oh,
look, I'm sure you're better anyway, Rochelle.
Frost Sam. A bit different.
Love it. Hey, did you hear the money go off last week, Rochelle?
Oh, yes.
Man, it would have been nice. Hey, you could have that same moment right now, Jade. Spin the birthday balls for
Rochelle,
please.
I've got my fingers crossed for you, Rochelle. I really want you to win this. $400 would be pretty sweet.
Oh, all right.
Get that in your skyrocket.
I picked out the lucky ball. I really hope you're born on the 28th of April.
Oh, no, the 21st.
Oh,
no. Sorry, Rochelle. Thanks
so
for playing,
close.
Though.
Sorry.
Enjoying your day. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow worth $425, guys. Getting back up there again, which is lovely.
Awesome.
That is us done. 105 commercial free is coming up next with Lizzie today. Jackson, of course, away.
Yeah, and I'm going to be away for the rest of the week. My husband's having an operation, so...
Good luck with
Make
all
sure
of that.
You take
Thank
good
you.
Care of him and do all those things that the good wife should do.
Thank you.
Very good. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.